1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The bipartisan border bill appears dead before it even hits the House or the Senate, which means no clear path ahead for Ukraine war funding. Secretary of State Antony Blinken pressing ahead with a diplomatic tour of the Middle East, meeting with Egyptian leaders as a part of his efforts to secure an Israel-Hamas ceasefire. King Charles's cancer treatment has begun. ABC's Lama Hassan is at Buckingham Palace.
The palace is being very transparent with many more details than what we have seen in the past, in past statements, especially when it comes to the health of the royal family. And we think that is the king's style. Now, as for his duties, well, he will be cutting back. He will stand back from what the Buckingham Palace statement said are public-facing duties for now. But he will carry on with the state business and official paperwork. Work as usual.
The palace will not say what kind of cancer the king has been diagnosed with. Heavy downpours continuing in California, courtesy of an atmospheric river. It's pounding the state. This is ABC News. It's primary day in Nevada, but the vote will only really count for Democrats. The state GOP has organized caucuses later this week, which are expected to favor former President Donald Trump, and Republicans say it's the caucuses that they'll use to choose convention delegates. Back to work this morning for the jury deciding the fate of whether the mother of a school shooter should go to prison.
Six men and six women are weighing whether Jennifer Crumbly is responsible in the 2021 Oxford High School shooting. She's pleaded not guilty to four counts of involuntary manslaughter. Several jurors are parents. Several are gun owners. The jury asking the judge two questions, one centered on the burden of proof needed to convict, the other about what they can infer after the shooter did not take the stand.
ABC's Trevor Ault, who's covering the trial in Pontiac, Michigan. Men's basketball team at Dartmouth scoring big off the court. National Labor Relations Board clearing the way for the team to hold a vote on whether to unionize. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Valentine's Day is here. This year, give the ultimate gift. Name a star after your sweetheart. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For 45 years, we've named millions of stars for celebrities, dignitaries, and individuals worldwide. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can give the most memorable gift. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
No one wanted to hire me. They just saw my disability, but not me. I worked hard to get the education and the skills needed to thrive. I was ready to work. Then someone believed in me and said yes.
And once you say yes, ThinkAbility Wisconsin will be there, providing transition and workforce support for people with disabilities and their employers to help shape a better future for all. It all starts when you say yes. Join the movement at thinkabilitywi.org.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A Wisconsin man convicted of pepper spraying police officers during the January 6th attack of the U.S. Capitol argues he should get a shorter sentence. Federal prosecutors say 41 months in prison is appropriate, but lawyers for Riley Casper of Pulaski says he's matured over these last 3 years. Casper is set to be sentenced on Tuesday. Democratic presidential primary voters in Wisconsin will have a choice after the state Supreme Court Friday ordered Dean Phillips's name to appear on the April ballot. Phillips says the justices made the right call for democracy.
It's so much less about my campaign and just so much more about how we Americans practice democracy and whether we should allow our two big parties to suppress it.
Phillips on WISN-TV's Up Front. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
The Packers making defensive changes. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers revamping their defensive coaching staff under new defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley, who has hired Vince Ogbossi as the new defensive line coach, replacing Jerry Montgomery. Ogbossi worked for Hafley at Boston College. Last night at the Super Bowl, players and coaches asked a lot of out-of-the-box questions at opening night. Of course, Travis Kelce asked about girlfriend Taylor Swift.
She seems to be enjoying the games. She's a part of Chiefs Kingdom right now. It's fun seeing her enjoy the game of football, knowing that it's kind of new to her life.
The Chiefs' Andy Reid, asked by comedian Carrot Top about his secrets for his body shape and energy.
Yeah, lots of cheeseburgers.
NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks road trip continues tonight in Phoenix against the Suns. College basketball, the Badgers slip from 6th to 11th ranked in the nation. They're on the road tomorrow afternoon in Ann Arbor against the Michigan Wolverines. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We have some patchy dense fog this morning and a little bit of light freezing drizzle, or more like light freezing fog, and that's going to continue this morning, but we will see some sunshine by this afternoon. Our high today, 43, the wind out of the south at 5 to 10. Tonight, cloudy, 34 tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 49, Thursday, showers, 51. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM WISS.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Welcome back to hour number two of Mino and the Mayor. As you heard on that little weather forecast, they're freezing fog and drizzle out there. Be careful driving. 97.9 FM WGBW, 96.3 or 98.3 FM WISS. We are being joined by a couple of characters from the Disney on Ice. And I'll tell you what, this is one of the cool things. I mean, the Resch has cool things all year round, but this is one of the most popular things since the day they opened the doors at the Resch, is when Disney on Ice comes to town. Welcome to Green Bay, you guys. Have you been here before? We've got Jasmine and Perry. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having us.
Have you been to Green Bay before? Have you performed here?
I actually don't know if I have been here before.
Okay, let's be honest. You were talking, this was your eighth year?
Yes,
they kind of blend together?
Yeah, a little bit.
That's amazing. And as Johnny said, that is just a great show. The Resch does a lot of great things, a lot of great shows. But Disney on Ice brings everyone out. It's
a perfect venue for something like that. It just is.
And everybody knows Disney, too. But to see your talent out there, tell us a little bit about, I mean, two of the best skaters in the city today. I mean, where? How did
two? Oh, okay, right. I'm gonna find the third.
John, how many people from Green Bay are Disney on Ice? That's
I don't
my
know.
Point. So
Michelle Wee in town or something.
So tell us, how'd you get started in this whole thing?
So I got started a couple years ago, probably about 5 years ago, skating. I started working at my local ice rink, and I just fell in love with all ice sports. I started playing hockey, started figure skating almost every day. And then about 3 years in, someone told me, like, hey, you should try and do this. You should go for Disney on Ice. And the rest is history.
Only 5 years?
Yeah.
Wow. Don't most of the kids start, like, when they're four on skates? Oh, yeah. That's amazing.
You know, perks of working at an ice rink is I get to skate as much as I want, anytime I want.
That's cool. Then, Jasmine, you said you're from Saskatchewan.
Yes.
And grew up on a farm.
Mm-hmm.
I knew a lot of hockey players back in the day that grew up on farms in Saskatchewan. Mm-hmm. And Dad would flood part of the field or whatever, mm-hmm. and that's where you learned to skate, right?
Totally.
Yeah.
The same kind of story. Yep. My dad taught me how to skate on my farm in Saskatchewan. My brothers played hockey. My dad also coached, so learning how to skate was kind of a rite of passage. And then my mom, she had me in dance ever since I was little, so I've been skating and dancing for over 20 years.
Wow. So you were groomed for this.
Yeah.
Was it a wheat farm?
Yes.
Yes.
Yep.
See,
yep,
wheat farms are big in Saskatchewan, Jim. I know this. Gordie Howe grew up on a wheat farm. Did you know that? Remember Gordie Howe?
Mm-hmm.
Great legendary player.
Yep. Yeah. Yep.
Do they still have the Saskatchewan Rough Riders?
Yes, they do.
Okay.
I just know your bowling's very different up there. it's a small, right? Am I right about that?
Yeah, I think so.
You respond. I know so. No,
how do you know that? You don't know that. You've never been to Canada.
I've been to Saskatchewan. I went bowling there. I went bowling there.
You went to Saskatchewan just to go bowling?
No, I went. I was up there doing something
else. I went to Dykstra one time for that. But
you have the small bowling. It was very different. That's all I remember about. Well, yeah,
okay.
Anyway, that's
all right.
Hey, so you're from Saskatchewan. You're from Eugene, Oregon. How long are you on the road?
We're on the road till about April.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the end of April.
And how long have you been on? Like, what kind of time period is that?
So we've been on the road. We started rehearsals in September in Florida, and then we'll go all the way in a new city every single week until the end of April.
A new city every week?
Mm-hmm.
Do you bus or fly?
Both.
Okay.
Either or, depending on how far we have to travel. So sometimes we bus, sometimes we have to fly.
How many people in the show?
About 50.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
And then you are followed by just a ton of trucks for all the lighting and right the stage. And
yeah.
How many semis they bring in for that? That's got to be a big show.
I don't think you can hear.
Terry said, Terry says, stop texting somebody. Text the next place we're going to.
Terry
don't
Charles,
bother me.
Well, no, Terry Charles, who runs PMI and runs the Resch Center, is also joining us. And just in, as he said, and as John said too, this is just one of the biggest shows we have here. And people, you can go to that every year and it's different, yet it's
absolutely
brings in just some unbelievable energy. Mm-hmm. How often do you practice for a show like that?
I practice as much as I can because I'm new to the show. I spend a lot of time after, before the days, just spending extra time getting ready for shows and skating as much as I can. But
so the theme is Disney on Ice presents Mickey's Search Party. Okay. Bringing magic to guests. But here's the part that got me. Okay. World-class skating. You figure that's going to happen, but high-flying acrobatics and stunts.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. There is a lot going on within the shows. It's so much more than just an ice show. We have 11 different acrobatic elements within it, and considering that all takes place within 7 different scenes, it's packed with a lot.
Acrobatics on skates.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
That's pretty incredible. I've never seen that. This has taken a notch up over the last few years.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
That's phenomenal.
Yeah.
Little danger with some of that? A lot of practice.
We have a lot of practice, and everything that we do is safe, has been checked over, gone through thoroughly, and so we ensure that everything is safe.
That sounds like quite the thing.
It does.
Do they still get Olympic skaters? Sometimes I remember years ago, and I just mentioned Michelle Wee and different, I think Brian Botano was part of it. And I go way, way back to, what was her name? Ty Babylonia. Remember that name at all? They're too young.
Terry, they're too young.
Nope.
Stop bringing in kids, Terry. Stop bringing in kids. They were huge in 1984.
John, these kids are younger than your kids.
I know. So, yeah. They're younger than the people I'm talking about. They weren't even born when we were talking. But that used to be a big thing when Olympic people would go right from the Olympics, basically, to Disney, right?
We do have some Olympic skaters on our cast and on other shows as well. Yes.
Cool.
Yeah.
Awesome.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. So, all right. So, 50 people that you travel with, do you get along? I mean, that's got to be a little bit, you know, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Okay. We are one giant family. We have people from all over the world. We have people from Japan. We have people from France, Spain, Chile, Canada, U.S., all over. And we all come together to put on this amazing show. And we have such a tight connection because we have this community that we've built. You know, we travel together every single week for 9 months. We have such a special relationship with each other. And it's really, really so special.
How do you get on? Do they have open auditions at Disney?
Yeah, and you know, a lot of us will put together kind of an audition video with all of our past experience with our competitive years, and then we'll send it into casting, and then we'll also do a live audition at a show, and then you know the process starts then, and then if you hear back,
Jasmine, you've been doing this for 8 years,
correct?
Do you have to try out, or are you just like so good, it's just like you're in?
Well, I did do a live audition and sent in my audition video, like about 8 years ago. And then I've been here like ever since. And so then every year, you know, we get to have a contract talk and we figure out our next steps and where we want to be for next year. Yeah. So I've been with this show in particular. This is my 6th year.
Can you say who you play?
I portray Jessie from Toy Story.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Outstanding. How about you, Perry?
I've done a handful of different things, but primarily I'm an ensemble skater, so I'm doing a lot of the background work. I do one of the acrobatic elements, which is actually stilt walking. I get to roll around a little bit on ice in stilts. So that's fun.
Wow.
On stilts on ice.
Yeah.
I couldn't stand up on a pair of skates and walk across this room.
But we tried that in college one time.
Yeah, I bet you did.
Wow.
Hey, so I'm still amazed you're in something like this after just 5 years. That's incredible, isn't it, Jasmine? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's so cool.
Wow.
Yeah, it's just all hard work, all practice. Just a lot of skating went on in those 5 years.
That's amazing.
I don't know if I can ask you how old you are, but do you go to school on the road, or are you guys out of school? Or tell me a little bit about how that works with your lifestyle.
So I'm 22 years old. I currently am attending online college from Oregon State University. I take about 6 credits, and it ties in perfectly with all the time that I have.
Well, wait a minute. You're from Eugene, Oregon, and you're taking classes with Oregon State. There is no. I used to live out west. Yeah. There is no bigger rivalry.
Ohio State, Michigan,
between those two schools.
I get a lot of flack from that.
I believe it.
I have a duck card, and I go to Oregon State.
Wow.
And I get a lot of flack whenever I'm there. But University of Oregon doesn't have any engineering, so you know I got to go.
That's why
I didn't go
there. Shut up, Todd.
We're not going to get most of the schools John went to are no longer in business.
Oh, yeah, Arizona State has closed down. Yeah, you're right. Wow. Unbelievable.
All right. Hey, you guys, this show is kicking off when obviously we're going to be attending that. So February 7th. So you're what is today?
Tomorrow.
It's tomorrow.
Tomorrow we open.
Wow.
All
right. You open is tomorrow. Opening night still cool?
Oh,
at a new place?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Opening night is the best.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The adrenaline still starts pumping and everything?
Oh, yeah.
Most definitely.
Yeah. And we've been there, you know, we've kind of been there all day. We've been validating all of our apparatuses. We've been rehearsing. We've been practicing. So it's the whole day we're there building the energy and excitement and getting ready. And then.
How do you like the Resch?
I'm sorry?
How do you like the Resch Center?
Well, we haven't been there yet.
Oh, you haven't been there yet? Oh, yeah. Okay.
No. We'll be there tomorrow when
we
open.
You know what's so cool, though? It's like I brought my daughters for years and years and years, and my granddaughters go to the. It's like, just look. I think one of the most fun things about that is just kind of sneaking a peek at the little kids. It truly is magical for them. When you come out in your costumes and everything, and it's like, you guys, you Disney people are like right there doing these things. Mm-hmm. They are mesmerized. That is such a cool thing for kids to see somebody like you folks up close and personal. You're not on a movie screen. Yeah. You're not on TV. You're there in person. That's so cool for them.
Yeah.
And I think what the other thing is your stories, but how hard you work out there. I mean, that's a lot of work. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking at your schedule. They do 3 shows on Saturday.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. That's.
Yeah.
And yeah. It's so worth it, though. The crowd gives us all the energy to keep going through those long days because it's such an interactive show. We really feed off the crowds.
Yeah, totally. And I think, like, seeing those people in the audience, like you were mentioning, is so special for me. And when I think of all the cities that we get to go to around the world, it kind of reminds me of when I grew up, because I also grew up in a small town, you know, that was really far from Disney. So I didn't really get to experience that Disney magic very often. I've only seen a Disney on Ice show like once as a kid. And so now I ended up here being able to go all around the world and just seeing people in all those cities and being like, you know, that was like me growing up is so cool.
That's fantastic. How come you don't sound like Canadian?
It depends on what I say.
Okay.
I've heard a lot of people say it's my O's and my A's. Okay. You can hear you it, go. But I've been on the road for quite a long time, so maybe it's a bit of a blend of an accent.
Because I basically grew up speaking like a Canadian, being from Northern Michigan.
Oh, yeah.
And we would say A at the end of everything.
Right.
Mm. Everything was A. Very nice out there today. That's how we would do it.
Yeah.
It's about 42. Yeah.
Yeah.
And a very limited vocabulary.
Yeah.
Is there a stage door? Can kids get to meet you, or do you guys kind of like you do the show and then you're.
Well, you know, you actually sometimes get to meet us in the show. So like Perry was saying, we have such an interactive show. Mm. And so we actually have audience interactions in every single scene throughout the show. So sometimes you get to really come up close and you get to receive a rose from Minnie Mouse, or you get to come up and high five Mickey, or you know, be close to the toys. Right. Yeah.
Fantastic. This is going to be awesome. Do you guys have to work out, or what you do enough of a workout?
A little bit of both.
Okay.
Always got to stay ready for the show.
Absolutely.
You guys are awesome. Couple of fantastic representatives of Disney on Ice coming to the Resch, Perry and Jasmine, February 7th through the 11th. Folks, get your tickets. This will be spectacular, as it always is. Always a pleasure talking to folks from Disney on Ice. Right. All the respect in the world for your talents and what you guys do for the kids and around here.
Sharing
thank you
that.
So much.
To share that with our community, we love it. It's a great show, and thank you for being here. This is awesome.
Awesome. Thanks so much for having us.
Best of luck. Thanks for having us.
You bet. Mind on the Mayor, Sandra Rank, rejoining us soon. Stay with us back after this.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. And on the Civic Media app.
For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes at Homes for Our Troops. And thanks to our donors and supporters, this life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans. but we need you to join us too in completing this important mission. Please visit HFOTUSA.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt and Air on Air.
Hey, welcome back. Mine with the Mayor here on a good-looking Tuesday morning. Phenomenal forecast coming up. How much fun is that, huh?
Boy, they're
great
talented.
Young people. Great young, talented human beings. Wow.
Yeah, and
why don't we have any talent? Why don't we have... Why? Why?
I don't, we gotta start getting different guests.
We got nothing.
Yeah, our guests
we
are...
We feel, like, less...
Depressed,
good
right?
About our, yeah, more... Yeah. Yeah. By everybody we bring in. Why is that?
Those... And the work they put into this, and, you know, they just talk about how they've enhanced that show. It's more interactive, and... Do you see all the shows they have, though, Johnny?
It's incredible.
How hard they're working. So it starts tomorrow, right? We talked about that Wednesday.
7th through the 11th.
They do another show on the 8th, on Friday, 7 p.m. And on Saturday, three shows, 10:30, 2, 6:30.
Yeah.
And then two on Sunday, 10:30 and 2:30. So you're still home for the Super Bowl.
I think that'd be fun, though, to be on something like that. I'd like to be a roadie for them.
That'd be all right.
I'd like to be a roadie. I've always wanted to be a roadie.
I wonder what their favorite city is.
I don't think they get to see a lot of it. To be honest, and no matter where they go, I think it's pretty much just get there, do your thing, and the one thing I've known about people like that, when they're not performing, they're sleeping.
Yeah. Or this kid studying.
Or studying, yeah. Same type of thing. Wow. But I mean, they just, you know, it gets so grueling that just once you're in a hotel.
Yeah.
I know when I did GB basketball, man, power naps every afternoon.
Right.
So.
But how great. What an opportunity. I mean, they're not going to do this forever, right? I mean, to get in there at a young age and, like she said, growing up on a farm and ice skating, her mom takes
So you've been to Saskatchewan. I can't believe you're, I mean, like, out of the blue, you've been, why did you go to Saskatchewan?
I was.
You didn't go there just to bowl.
No, I didn't, but I went bowling. I did.
Why were you in Saskatchewan?
I was selling medical supplies. So I went to some hospitals and clinics. And
What's the biggest city in Saskatchewan?
Oh, man.
I don't know. I don't know much about Saskatchewan.
What is the biggest? Where do we go? Anyway, I'll have to think about that.
All right.
It's been a while, but anyway, yes, Saskatchewan was fun.
Is Edmonton in Saskatchewan? No, that's Vancouver, right? I don't know Canada very well. I need to know Canada.
What? There's five provinces, right?
Six, I think. Six, including
everybody
Nova Scotia.
Everybody goes to Toronto, right? I mean, that's where everybody goes.
We've all been to Toronto.
Yeah, I know.
Yes.
Hi, Sandra Rank. Have you been to Saskatchewan?
What's the biggest city in Saskatchewan?
I've only been to Toronto.
Okay, that's it.
We've all been to Toronto.
The CN Tower. Everybody's been up there drinking and seeing the city. Yes, that's right, the tower, John. You were up there?
No. What tower?
In Toronto.
Never been there. I've gone fishing in Canada.
Oh.
I've gone to Canada for like sporting things. I played softball in Canada. Okay. But just right across the border. Because, you know, Michigan, the UP and Canada are connected. With the bridge, pretty much. Well, not the UP in that, but I mean, Michigan is connected right there.
Yes.
The International Bridge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But we used to go to Sault Ste. Marie.
Yes.
Canada.
Oh, I've been there.
You've been there. Yeah.
Sault Ste. Marie, yeah.
Yes.
Beautiful.
Anyway, so we had some skaters on from Disney on Ice.
Were you a skater, Sandra?
You know what?
I could see you being a skater.
Okay. So we had a crick.
I like crick.
Okay.
Not creek, crick.
Okay.
I like
sorry. Crick. We had a crick.
I like a crick.
Remember Dorothy Hamill?
Of course.
We would. Shovel off the creek is like as big as this area.
Yeah.
And we would pretend we were Dorothy Hamill.
I can see that. Did you have that haircut? Did you have a little bob?
Did not have the haircut.
Okay. All right. Everybody had a crush on Dorothy Hamill.
Oh, my gosh.
Everybody had a crush on Dorothy Hamill.
Okay, so I was super cracking up when you were mentioning those names. I'm like, oh, my God. It made me feel old. I'm like,
what's your name?
How do they not know them? Ty Babylonia, all the skaters.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
I'm like, Nancy Kerrigan. I think she's skated
in it. Nancy Kerrigan did that for a long time.
And now she has a connection to this area.
Nancy Kerrigan?
Yeah. Did she marry someone from DePere?
I know Debbie Thomas did.
That's what
Debbie Thomas married a guy from DePere. Yeah, she was here.
And that was one of the first skaters I saw.
Yeah.
And just a great, great show. She married somebody from DePere.
Yes.
Okay. So anyway, that's going to be cool. That show's coming up, and you know, we definitely want to support that. And it is one of the biggest shows. And get your tickets and bring the whole family, because like they said, they get their energy off the crowd.
You know, I remember there was a little bit of a controversy at the time when they were talking about building the Rush Center. What a phenomenal place that turned out to be. That helped make Green Bay what it is. I mean, as far as for the different things we brought here. And
right.
Which side were you on, Mayor?
same with the stadium, though. Green Bay has an issue with change, right?
Yeah.
So, but whenever we do it, it's like, hallelujah. Yeah. Look at the Zip and Pippin. People went cray cray about that.
Yeah.
And look at how great it is. It's so fun.
Yes.
The only time he's been silent ever.
It's how the projects are great. It's how they're funded, but nobody cares about that except me. So right. I just.
Well, I'm glad they exist because it so makes our area.
Absolutely. They are. I'm glad they exist too.
You know, the only thing with the Resh that I wish.
Pardon?
I mentioned this before. No. I wish their front, which is so spectacular, had faced Lombardi.
So do I.
Okay.
That's one
you know
of
what
my
I mean?
Issues.
You drive down there.
That's one of my many
it's just
issues
a parking
with that.
Lot,
then.
Basically,
right.
That would have looked so cool. They put, wouldn't it have to they drive put the, down Lombardi they, and they have put, the big the front facing Lombardi?
They put the back to Lombardi. They the back of the building faces the city of Green Bay, who funded the majority of that.
Well, I'm just thinking because that's like that whole plaza walkway. That would
right,
been...
which is cool. I know that, yeah. But it's just like you almost can't get far enough away from it to really admire how great it looks, you know, to get a perspective. You almost have to stand in the middle of the Packers practice field to really look at the how cool it is.
But driving down Lombardi, you know, I would have turned it, but I had no say in that at all. But anyway, except for funding it, of course. But anyway,
I just thought that
I'm glad it's here.
Pretty cool.
It's
phenomenal. Great. Not
but
even
it's already getting old.
I know. Isn't that crazy? Yes. Is it what, 20? Was it 2000?
It's time to do a little refresh, I think.
2000? When did it open up? 2005?
Okay. Oh, you're talking... Okay,
the
Rush Center, not the exhibition hall.
I'm talking about the Expo Hall.
Oh, I'm talking about the Rush.
Okay, different. All right, sorry. All right.
So this says the Rush Center opened in 2002.
Right. 2002, yeah. Okay, yeah, it's over 20 years. Okay, yeah. But I just think it's magnificent. I mean, I've been to how many different basketball arenas around the country and everything like that, hundreds of them, and I would put it for its size. I put it right up there with anybody.
It's great for concert,
anyone I've ever
too.
Seen. Yeah. Phenomenal. Did you ever see Toby Keith?
I was so sad when I heard that.
I know. I didn't know he was that sick.
I knew he was sick, but I didn't know he was that sick.
Neither.
But I was super sad. I did not see Toby Keith. I love Toby Keith.
He was
I
great
wish
in
I would have. I'm sure he was.
So good
he
in
seemed
concert.
Like such a like. He was just the average person.
A guy.
Right? You know
I
what
agree.
I mean? Like, I've seen movies that he's acted in, and he was fantastic.
Yeah.
He did one with Kelly Preston that was really good. But anyway, I was sad when I heard that.
Did not grow up in a privileged life. I mean, this guy was working at the oil fields and working at the rodeo.
But
and
even,
he just,
even
and then
as
he
an
got
entertainer,
a break.
He was like a black sheep. And he didn't care. He was like, whatever.
Which
is
he was
awesome.
Almost the first kind of the little bit more outlaw. I mean, there was Waylon Jennings way back in the day in the 70s. But then Toby Keith almost revived that little bit more of the outlaw country kind of guy.
That's all right.
I agree. I love that kind of music.
I mean, that connected with a lot of people.
Okay. Speaking of singing, did you guys watch the Grammys?
Yeah, I watched half.
Oh, I was glued to the TV.
Okay. I missed Billy Joel. I wish I hadn't missed Billy Joel.
He was so good. And the Grammys usually are like, oh my God, what is that music? I mean, I didn't even know the songs. Yeah. This one, they did such a phenomenal Chase Tracy Chapman.
I saw
Joni
that.
Joni Mitchell.
That was I
Miley
missed Joni
Cyrus
Mitchell.
Was on fire.
Yeah.
On fire.
I didn't know she was even performing anymore.
I didn't. And then Celine Dion showed up. Yeah. I was like, and then Billy Joel.
What's this weird disease she has?
What a weird name, sad. Right?
Yo, Stickman or something? Or what? Is that
Stiff person.
Stiffer, okay.
No, really? That's
well, she looked
She looks
great.
Like Stick. Oh, I didn't see it. But
oh, she looked, I was like,
I mean,
oh
I've
my
seen
gosh.
Her show, but I've never.
Yeah. It was just fun to see
She's
people that.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. They did a good job of honoring that time period, right?
The whole thing.
But like you said, though, Todd, when they did the memorandum.
Memorial. Yeah.
It's incredible how many people we lost this
we
past
lost
year.
A
I mean,
lot
some of the biggest
of
names in history of music.
Yeah.
Well, Randy Meisner died. I didn't even realize that. Eagles.
I didn't know that either.
I didn't either. I was like, oh, my God.
Wow. There's hardly any of them left.
Very few.
Wow. All right. That's still my biggest regret, not going to the Eagles at the Rush.
I saw them. So good.
All right. We got to start a quick break. Sandra Rank is in the house. Back right after this. The kids are playing up downstairs. Sister's sighing in her sleep. Brother's got a night to keep. He can't hang around.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The bipartisan border bill appears dead before it even hits the House or the Senate, which means no clear path ahead for Ukraine war funding. Secretary of State Antony Blinken pressing ahead with a diplomatic tour of the Middle East, meeting with Egyptian leaders as a part of his efforts to secure an Israel-Hamas ceasefire. King Charles's cancer treatment has begun. ABC's Lama Hassan is at Buckingham Palace.
The palace is being very transparent with many more details than what we have seen in the past, in past statements, especially when it comes to the health of the royal family, and we think that is the king's style. Now, as for his duties, well, he will be cutting back. He will stand back from what the Buckingham Palace statement said are public-facing duties for now, but he will carry on with the state business and official paperwork as usual.
The palace will not say what kind of cancer the king has been diagnosed with. Heavy downpours continuing in California, courtesy of an atmospheric river. It's pounding the state. This is ABC News.
This report sponsored by Current Electric, home of the superhero. Current Electric, a pioneer in solar energy for residential and commercial in the state. Go to callcurrent.com.
This is Chuck Smith, owner of Current Electric, home of the superheroes. Have you noticed electrical problems in your home or business? Flickering lights, broken breakers, outlets that wiggle and jiggle? Current Electric knows the most important thing is protecting your family, and our heroes are experts at electrical repairs and upgrades. With 8,500 five-star reviews and growing, we answer the call. Go to callcurrent.com. That's callcurrent.com. 262-786-5885. Keep your electricity alive.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Gray wolves will stay under federal endangered species protections. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service says it's going to focus on a national wolf strategy plan. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says that means the state's wolf management plan will stay the same. It bans wolf hunting until the population in Wisconsin is well over 1,000. February is Black History Month. Black leaders in Wisconsin say the fight for equality is as relevant as ever.
All these years later, in 2024, that we've got people who are trying to undermine efforts around diversity, equity, and inclusion to lift people up who've had challenges trying to live out that simple American dream.
Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson on Civic Media's Earl Ingram Show. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Jam from Racine, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jam.
I voted for Reagan back in the day. I guess I've been supporting more of the Democratic Party for the last 40 years or so, but people don't say, oh, man, she's a Republican, she's a Democrat, she's a whatever. I'm a human being. All these other things aren't important. We need to unite against a bigger threat. I think the threat is us becoming a dictatorship. They want us to fail.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
We have some patchy dense fog this morning and a little bit of light freezing drizzle, or more like light freezing fog, and that's going to continue this morning, but we will see some sunshine by this afternoon. Our high today, 43, the wind out of the south at 5 to 10. Tonight, cloudy, 34. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 49. Thursday, showers, 51. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
The story of Black History Month starts in Chicago. It's 1915 and thousands are there to celebrate. 50 years since the Emancipation Proclamation and the end of slavery. The gathering also inspires civic organizations to uncover the many achievements of Black citizens. By 1926, the celebration of African American history is official. This also is a time for rising racial pride. The black middle class is expanding, and industrial cities like Milwaukee are luring African Americans with good jobs. There's so much more to tell you. Listen for the next Black History Month story here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
From the home of the largest fly-in in the world, we are Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM, WISS.
The coolest. Do you think you have the coolest real estate office in Green Bay?
Yes.
I do too.
Absolutely.
I think I have one of the coolest offices in Green Bay.
No question.
I mean, it's pretty spectacular.
It's so great that it knocked that building down.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I feel like base companies did a phenomenal job with that. I mean,
phenomenal.
I think everything, like Voyager sourdough is so great. Everything that's in there is really interesting.
Yeah. On Broadway,
it's aesthetically interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, on Broadway. It's
but
great.
I mean, it's like such a, you know, it seemed like there was a time in Green Bay, just let's just knock down these old buildings and and build new.
We were one vote away from that being a Walmart superstar.
Oh, my God.
One vote.
Oh, no kidding.
Do you, okay, if people haven't ever heard that story of that night, that was electric.
You were there.
Oh, my God. Well, first of all, it was such a prolonged fight. I mean, nobody wins against Walmart. You just don't. I think it's, you can probably count on one hand in the history of history who's won against Walmart.
Did you see, okay, not to interrupt, but did you see what a manager of Walmart could make?
Saw that.
Like $400,000 with their stock options and everything. I think the base pay is like $200,000, isn't it?
You got to work your way up there, but you're right.
No, I understand, but I mean still.
Yeah. You probably earn every penny. I can't even imagine what a goat rodeo that is.
Yeah.
So anyway, that night when we had
goat rope,
goat rodeo.
I like that.
So that night that we had the debate, right? So it was like I think we went till 1 a.m.
Wow.
Finally, they had the vote, and nobody really knew how it was going to go at all. And when we won by one vote. I mean, the whole place just erupted, erupted. The whole courtroom was a courtroom. The whole council chambers was full.
Like a courtroom. Yeah. And you look back at that, and what were you thinking? But it just, it was the easy thing to do, right? It was a $10 million store.
It was
no tip.
Unfathomable. And it wasn't that we didn't want Walmart. It wasn't, that wasn't it.
No, we wanted them over on Atkinson.
Well, and we didn't want a superstore in our downtown. Would have taken up, the whole thing would have been raised. I'd have been in a parking lot right now.
But I lost some friends over that one. But you know what? I'm glad you're doing a great job. I mean, you invested and Belcher's doing a good job. But that would have just changed the whole complexion of our downtown, not just that
completely
11
it.
Acres. It would have been everything.
The whole West Side, Broadway would have been Walmart.
Right.
I can't even conceive of it.
Yeah.
Thank God that did not happen. That would have completely, absolutely forever changed our town.
Well, and I think, I don't know. Get into politics because we're not supposed to do politics on the show, but I think when people campaign, I think some people should remind them of, wait a minute, you're the guy that won at Walmart. You know what I mean? And I don't trust you because in the future you may want to get rid of the Northland Hotel and put up something else. And look, preserving history, and Johnny and I have talked about this at length, but it's expensive.
Well,
to renovate your office was a whole lot more than tearing that building down and building a new one.
I was like, whoa, how much? But anyway. Right. The other thing, though, to keep in mind, it wasn't just preserving history, although that's really important. It was a vision. It was a piece of a greater vision for the city.
Right.
And that would have changed completely our downtown.
Right. I mean, those warehouse districts, you can convert those. Now you got restaurants. You got Voyager and that tea shop.
You have more opportunity, more options.
Obviously, you're there, barbershop. So anyway, how are we doing in real estate in Brown County? I mean, you were in here last week. Inventory is still a little tight.
Wasn't that information, I'm a total information geek.
Yeah.
I think that's so powerful.
I mean, I think people, I was talking to my students last night, and I'm like, look, if you're going to get into business, know the industry.
Oh.
Know the industry, because people, the bankers are going to ask you that, but you need, John, when it comes to radio, he knows the industry, and I said, you guys got to study that. You got to know the industry before you get to know, your business, your inventory, and all that, and you know the industry, and thanks for sharing that with. I know you did. You had it for your clients, or
we did a state of the market address. We did our first one, and that was the big topic was not just how are we doing year over year, but why is the inventory so down? And the story was going back to the pre-pandemic. The pandemic just changed everything about us. So how's the market? The market's kind of right now.
Well, because I saw in the business newspaper last week. 24% fewer sales for Brown County in 2023 versus 2 years before. 24%. That's huge.
That's because we do. But
and
see,
I think there was only 700 and some houses sold in the entire county for the year.
No.
Is that right? No.
No, that's okay. That's not correct.
All right.
I'll have that number. I think it's like, I want to say at least 2,500, but I'll get back to you on that one.
Or maybe it was 700 less.
That could be that.
That might be what it was. I think that's what it was. Yeah. Okay.
But I feel like what's happening right now is people are just.
Oh, you know what? No, I'm sorry. I didn't mean.
John.
No, I'm sorry. It was.
For John to interrupt.
No, girl.
I'm just correcting myself. It was Manitowoc County.
Okay.
Because I used to work in Manitowoc
County.
That
makes more
sense. You did say
that's what I was looking at. That's what it was. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
But the big takeaway from what you just said is when people say, oh my gosh, the sales are down that much. That's not the story. The story is we don't have anything to sell.
You'd sell them if you got them.
Right. Yeah. If we had them, they would sell. Although I will say right now, I just had a conversation yesterday. A couple things that happened this week or last week that were, we had an appraisal come back low.
Oh.
We haven't had an appraisal come back low in, I don't even know.
I've never known.
Prior to the pandemic. No. We had them all the time prior to that. But this was the first time I had an appraisal come back low, which was interesting. Wow. I also feel like right now, houses that are listing, it would be like, 10 offers immediately.
Right.
Now you're going to be out there a while. Like that house on Shano, that's a 275 house. Though that would have been like gone in a reverse minute. It's sold within the first 30 days, which is still compared to history, really fast.
Yeah.
But it didn't fly off the shelf.
I've been noticing that on smaller houses. A lot of them, the sign stays out there for a couple of weeks, whereas before they'd be accepted offer in about 3 days.
And you're starting to see price reductions a little bit. Wow. So I think that's interesting. Although when you look at the sales, the majority of the houses do still sell above list, especially, sure. Across the board. So I feel like the market is definitely in a holding pattern. I thought the interview at 60 Minutes on Sunday was interesting.
Yeah, we both saw that, yeah.
Yeah, I called BS on some of those comments, but that's my own opinion about it not being
about the interest rates.
Yes, related to the election. I don't buy that.
Yeah,
but because I do feel most people feel that they will come down at least to the low sixes, high fives this year. Well, I'd be surprised if they didn't.
Well, he all but said that, but he just said it has nothing to do with the election, which a lot of us are like.
Eh, but the timing is so interesting, right? Right.
Fives wouldn't be bad. I mean, fives would be.
Be awesome.
Yeah.
It's the one.
We'll never see the twos and threes anymore.
Well, if we did, that means something's really wrong.
Yeah, that's right.
So we hope we don't see that.
Yeah.
I feel like if that's the one lever we have to move to help with affordability. Because it's
interest rates.
Right. Because the inventory isn't going to allow it. Because the other lever is inventory opening up, which I don't see that happening.
What about the inventory? I mean, how are the building permits coming? There's still land. There's a lot of land in Brown County.
The builders are still really busy. Builders are still really busy. People have waiting lists to build with certain builders.
Yeah, that hasn't slowed down.
No,
I deal with a lot of builders. I talk to them and everything.
But
the only negative about that is a lot of times they're looking for laborers, and here I am volunteering to be a laborer, and nobody signed me up yet.
Wanted to work in the as a roadie.
Yeah, but
yeah.
So the reason he's not gonna—they don't do the rework. So yeah, John.
Carry 2x4s. I'm willing to work cheap. I'm willing to work for $20 an hour. Carrying 2x4s and stuff like that.
Yeah, so the building industry is challenged right now.
I think, John, we're going to find something for you. Know that it's in construction of new homes.
Well, that's what I want it to be in.
I know, but...
Or a demo guy.
Well, the demo, I could see.
Or a roadie.
Right. True. Okay, we still got our whole plot of land we're going to buy up in New Ghana. We'll tell you about that some other time.
We're not doing that whole weed thing and tie-dyed shirts like you wanted. Oh, yeah. I'm not into that.
Did you hear this?
When you said it last week, I just about died laughing.
I know, right?
I have this image.
I can't imagine I can't imagine him stoned to the bejesus belt.
That's not for me. It's for our clients, John. We're focused on our customer. And we're going to have these houses, they're going to be very similar. We're going to have very, very strict rules. And here's the deal so you buy a home and in the M&M district, and people will come there and they buy their home and they are signing a very tight agreement. And if they break the rules in terms of loud noise, kids, just they're not part of our commune, they have to sell us their house at 75% of assessed value. And then Johnny and I are both licensed brokers, and we're going to turn around and sell it to someone who qualifies.
We are? I didn't know this part.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you got this whole thing worked out?
This is breaking so many rules.
Well, we never let that get in the way.
First of all, I would be the loudest person there. And if my grandkids visit, they will be the loudest people there. So you're going to be buying my house.
No, Johnny.
All right. Just saying.
Golf carts, tie-dye No ties allowed, just tie-dye t-shirts.
All right.
You know, and plenty of weed.
Oh, my God! What's Todd?
I'm trying to cater to you, John.
Todd, can you say something?
These are your people. Todd. I don't do that.
The views of Jim Schmidt.
I actually created a slide for our Facebook.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Are no way affiliated with the views of Mino and Todd.
I'm focused on the customer, not on personal.
Unbelievable.
No, John. I'm telling you, customer focused, quality driven.
Okay.
Okay. Anyway, Sandra, back to the building. Are we seeing it? Are we going to get caught up? I mean, we're obviously behind. No. Okay.
No. I don't think we'll be caught up in our life. I don't think it's possible to get caught up.
You know, I was at a lady's house. She's 76 years old. And she asked me to come over and look at some sports memorabilia she had that she wants to sell. I'm going to help her sell it and everything. And East Side House, you know, cute, probably 3-bedroom, you know, downstairs finished like everybody used to do their, which I never had growing up, but I would love it when they would finish the downstairs, have that little bar there. And, you know, one of those things. And I forget how many years ago she bought it for $160. Mm-hmm. I mean, right now.
Probably $325, $350.
Wow. Yep. Is that incredible?
It's amazing.
I gotta believe.
I mean, houses that used to be 90,000 are 200,000 right now.
Wow. But I bought my first one in Alloway on Somerset in 1989.
It's a nice area.
Yeah. Ripper Resurrection. $68,000.
Wow. I'm talking to my parents. They bought a house. They bought their first house for $16,000 on Wurtz Avenue by Marquette Park.
Wow.
I know. Crazy the amount of money, right?
Isn't that amazing when you think about it?
But as a percent of income, they're still affordable.
Well, you know, the thing is, though, those houses, I mean, they were all Hillcrest homes or whatever, so they're all pretty standard, whatever. But yeah, exactly. But they're good homes.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's not like some of these modular ones that we've all been into as a salesperson.
Well, that's the thing about our area. We have really good quality homes. And to your point that you just said, Jim, people that are coming here from out of the area, it's so affordable. I mean,
oh my God.
People here are like, whoa. Because it's been such a steep appreciation, we have not seen that before, which is understandable. But generally speaking, it's still fairly affordable. But it's just a big adjustment, but we have to make the adjustment.
Do you see, okay, you're talking about there's, I always get them all right, whatever generation, millennials, Gen Xs, whatever, whatever. There's that one group, though, that has basically kind of given up on trying to find homes.
That's the millennials.
That's the millennials, okay.
But they're not giving up. They're just doing everything later. So they're buying homes in their mid to late 30s, which is right now.
Okay.
So it's just a shock for them. That's an interesting generation. They just did everything a little bit differently. The people behind them, Gen Z, very different.
In which way?
They're like doing things immediately. They're like super organized.
Z's?
Yeah. They're like going to get home. They're going to have a family young. They're going to get the house. They're more like, honestly, they look and feel more like a baby boomer.
Ah, okay. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
So Sandra, with you know, this Realty Collective, are people who are buying houses, their first stop is to you. Are they coming? Are they moving?
First should be to a lender.
Should be to a lender.
Okay, all right. And, but are these people coming in from outside the community, or are they moving within the community?
So I can only speak for our base right now. There are people that are moving into the community or moving back to the community right now, or they're children of clients of ours that are purchasing their first home. That's who our buyers are right now.
That's good.
Very good.
That's really good for the city.
Right? I think the Pulaskis of the world and the Denmarks and the Freedoms and the Wrightstown, I think those places have really been, if you want to call it benefiting.
You know what? From Ocano.
Oconto, yes.
Ocano has really exploded.
Yes.
Like, whoa. So like Wrightstown, Pulaski, they have been growing right along.
Two Rivers.
Denmark.
Two Rivers has exploded
lately. All of those areas, because people are moving out. But Ocano in particular has really grown.
Because of the water?
I think because of the tourism industry,
right.
I think it's available land. It's still relatively affordable.
Right.
But I think Ocano, I think they're the second fastest growing county in the state.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, I think I just read that. Brown County, I think, was fourth.
Okay.
Or fifth.
Wow. But that's the thing. A lot of people, you know, especially like I remember this lady I know from California, and she was here and when I was in real estate, and she was talking about her husband's moving up here as a doctor, and they were looking around, and she was just like shocked at the price, how low the prices were.
And how high the quality is.
How high the quality is. But also in some of those other, she was looking at Freedom with some of those custom-built homes up, or not, I'm sorry, in Denmark. And I'm like, well, yeah, but that's going to be, you know, 20 miles away or 20. And she's like, yeah?
Right.
She's like, it's not that's a big, all?
Yeah, and like, but when they get here, they get it. They're like, oh.
Yeah. When they go down Mason Street in the morning, it's like, but you know what I mean? It's like to them, that was not, you know, to us, we're moving outside of town and we're going to drive. But yeah, I mean, we got it so good
Our
here.
Our commute is so tiny.
Yes.
Couple more questions.
We got to set a quick break. Back right after this.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
Relive yesterday while supporting the future of cancer research for kids. It's American English, described as one of the best Beatles tributes around, and highlighting the Midwest athletes against childhood cancer, or the MAC Fund, during an important show in Northeast Wisconsin.
Research or money locally in Wisconsin to help try to find a cure.
Greg Thompson is the organizer and tells Mino and the mayor why it's so important.
A couple of kids that got up there that had been affected by cancer. When you experience that and listen to that and see what they go through, it hit me, you know, right in the heart.
Save the date, February 9th at Waverly Beach in Menasha. Find more at macfund.org, maccfund.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Hey, welcome back. Mano and the Mayor here on a Tuesday morning. Joining us, Sandra Rank, inside the house with Sandra Rank.
Okay, just wait. Before you say anything.
Okay, I didn't say anything.
I don't want to forget to say this, and I will, because we'll get caught up in a conversation. So next week, I'm going to have Tim Pollack on, who owns Liberty Title. He's a real estate attorney. Yeah. You know, Tim? Because I get so many estate questions. Like, how should your house be titled? Like, how does this work? How does that work? So I thought he would be great on to answer. So if people out there have any specific questions they want us to ask Tim next week, that would be really, just get him to you guys and we'll get him answered.
You brought in some great guests. All your guests have been fascinating. Okay. Where's the young lady that, she was big in, because I dug out my Arrowhead collection. I wanted to show her my Arrowhead collection.
The Rock and Body Shop. Her name is Anna. Okay. She's in DePere.
DePere. I got to stop there and show my Arrowheads.
Yes.
That's a good looking bottle of juice you got there. What kind of juice is that? Is that like homemade?
Okay. Bonafide Juicery.
Okay.
The best juice. I feel like I'm getting sick.
It just looks delicious.
I need some vitamin C.
Wow. Does that look good? Yeah, is that like is freshly squeezed or something?
Yes. And it's so good. All their stuff is really good.
I'll trade your bottle of water for that.
And I think.
And a brownie.
I think this guy is from DePere.
Oh, really?
I think he started in DePere.
Yeah. That looks fantastic.
This is the Howard location.
Nice. Would you bring me one next time? Would you bring me one next time?
If I'm there prior, yes, thanks. I will.
He'd get the money now. Hey, Tim Pollack, though, with Liberty Title.
He's so good.
He's been at this. This guy, that guy knows what he's doing.
So Tim and I got in the business at the same time. So
what,
1997.
Okay.
I don't know how many years ago, 27, 26. Yeah. So it started right when we started. And I've known him a long time.
He bought the building on Broadway. Mm-hmm. It's a great investment. Has some.
Yeah, he was there a long time before it was popular.
Yeah.
Before Broadway was popular?
Yeah. Guy's got some vision. Mm-hmm. I'm a big fan of Tim's.
One thing, though, just back to the real estate thing, we're talking about the houses and availabilities and everything like that. If you were starting out, going back to your days, you and Jamie, and you bought that house in Edison, and you know, there's probably 20 of them available. I remember you used to get the Sunday paper, and the whole thing would just be loaded. That was always fun going through all the different houses. I really enjoyed that. If you were starting out now, you guys just married, just kind of starting out, maybe you got one child, whatever. What suggestions do you have for somebody that would have been in your shoes back then right now?
Right now, number one, meet with a lender. And we've talked about this before, but that's your first stop. Your first stop is meeting with a lender to find out what programs are, because there are a lot of different first-time homeowner programs that are available that weren't available when we were younger.
Okay.
So number one, to get familiar with that landscape, what's available, and then figure out what can you afford, and then do you want to do renovating? And be careful when you buy a house, because there's updating, which is like carpet and paint. And then there's like, whoa, we got to gut this place. And you want to make sure you know what you're signing up for. And also, like, where do you want to live? That's a big thing. So make sure you're familiar with the areas. What's driving your decision about what kind of lifestyle do you want to have? Are you moving for school? Are you moving for entertainment reasons? Where do you want to live?
How are things in regards to what some of these young people that we're just talking about, and with finances? Can lenders be really creative with people these days, or are they pretty restricted?
It depends on your credit score, number one. Above 780 is recommended. So your credit score comes into play. Like if you're a new physician, they have new physician programs. They're just different kind of programs that are out there. A lender would be able to better answer that question.
But some of them, it seems like...
you can't go so... I mean, like the 2007 thing happened, so you have less creativity.
Okay.
Which is a good thing.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. Because some people... I remember with one of the arms that somebody had one time, and it was like, you know, adjustable rate mortgage, and it was like... They were like, oh, so excited. And it's like, oh, yeah, but in a couple of years, I think things will be. And things turned, and it's like, oh, their world turned upside down because of that.
Right.
Turned upside down.
A lot of regulations have come into place to prevent that, which is a good thing, which is part of why we don't have any issues
but
right now.
But was it okay? I mean, just being a normal person, you were in real estate at the time. I was not, okay? But I knew people, I worked with them. I knew how much money they were making, okay? They might have been making like 45 grand or something like that. And they're buying like these $250,000 houses. And I remember thinking to myself, really? You can, or two, some. And it's like, oh, you've got this loan. It was too good to be true, wasn't it?
Well, I feel like in our area, that wasn't as much the case because I feel like.
But I do know some people it's like, how did they afford that?
But I think that was the exception than the rule in our area. But in the bigger cities, like in Vegas and Miami, you had waitresses had multiple houses.
Right.
I mean, no offense, I was a waitress, but I couldn't afford multiple houses.
Where were you a waitress?
Several places.
Okay.
But cable, do you remember Cable Hogue?
That was so.
No, I don't.
In the Pulaski area?
Cable Hogue?
Cable Hogue was a bowling alley, and it was a big restaurant, and it was a ton of fun. Coach Light and Seymour.
Coach Light. Okay. Been to Coach Light.
That was when they were downtown. Seymour. Right.
Refocus. How do you text that came in? How do you choose a lender?
You choose how you ask someone who you respect who they use as a lender. That's how I would do it. Like ask around to see who people use. I can recommend Nicolet Bank. We work with Nicolet Bank a lot. Johnson Bank is wonderful. Associated Bank is wonderful. You have credit unions. Pioneer Credit Union is very good. Community First. We have really good lending institutions in this area. And banks are different than credit unions. So how they're different is their interest rates are different. Their programs are different. What's important about any lender relationship is that you really, as an adulting, should have a relationship with a bank. Or a credit union. That should be on your personal wealth team. So you would look at not just the loan, but the checking account, the credit card. There's a lot of relationships that banks have. And then you also, your real estate agent also probably has some good suggestions on really good lenders.
I know this isn't your area of expertise, but still, young people were talking about having bought a house. You got to be careful with those credit scores, which I think are terribly... They really penalize young kids sometimes if they fall behind on some of their things that stay with them. Isn't that the truth?
Credit can be built. Parents can help build credit for kids like immediately, like by getting a credit card in their name and making a payment. There's certain strategies that parents might want to be aware of to help kids build credit. But kids need to realize the second they leave the house, they're building a credit score.
Right.
I don't think they realize that.
But I mean, you know, you fall behind in car payments or whatever. It's like,
a number of things.
Man, that can haunt you for a long time.
It's like right now, 780. 800s is the ideal credit score.
Okay.
Most people don't have that.
Wow.
And that affects the interest rate that you receive.
So with Sandra Rank Collective, you do kind of higher end, right? Or middle to high end. All right.
Yes.
I just want to ask you, are we going to see a plethora of trailer parks because affordability? Do you hear that?
You know what?
Because we're going to build M&M commune up in New Ghana.
I think we have to think out of the box, and I wouldn't call them, I think it's going to be different kinds of housing is going to have
modular
to happen.
Housing. Okay. Yeah. Might.
I think we need to get a better word for that. But I think we're going to start seeing more of that.
I just think to get
Sandra,
a starter.
Sandra, it was fun having you here.
You're great,
always.
Sandra.
And we want to hear more about
have
your
a great day.
We want to hear more about your waitress days next week.
I have great stories.
Ah, we got to hear that. Hey, thanks for being with us. Back in tomorrow morning. Mind on the Mayor. See ya.
Broadcasting from the Civic Media Studios on South Main Street. This is Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM, WISS. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. It's Fully Leaded Education Talk. Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny, weeknights at 7 on Oshkosh Air Support, AM 1100 and 98.3 FM WISS, and on the Civic Media app. It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC